with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 3rd of September 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, 106 consecutive days of no new confirmed case of COVID-19. The first government COVID-19 media briefing in 5 weeks, the Chief Minister speaks, and back to school next Wednesday, a warning from the Education Minister. The temporary silt pit in Portown is said to be permanent. The Snaefell Mountain Railway row hits the buffers. And do you think the sea terminal looks tired?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, the update news headlines at 29 minutes to 6. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai, anyone returning to the island from Monday will have the option to self-isolate at home for 7 days instead of 14. Chief Minister Howard Quayle made the announcement at today's one-off media conference. You can find a breakdown of the rules surrounding the policy change via manxradio.com. An offer to pay for the Snaefell Mountain Railway to run for a few weeks during the 120th anniversary would have given government free money and publicity. That's according to the secretary of the Manx Electric Railway Society, which put forward a £9,000 proposal to the Department of Infrastructure. But the DOI didn't consider the bid to be a formal offer and chose not to operate the trams this season. And there will be enough cash to make sure the new MRI scanner at Nobles and the present smaller one are constantly staffed. The £1.2 million 3 Tesla scanner arrived yesterday. The Henry Bloom Noble Healthcare Trust says they made staffing costs a priority early in their negotiations. Further afield, and the government in Westminster's announced no countries have been added or removed from its travel corridor list. Some British holidaymakers in Portugal have cut their trips short because of fears about quarantine rules being reimposed. A man's been jailed for at least 38 years for murdering two women whose bodies were found in a freezer in his East London home. Police say 36-year-old Zahid Yunus from Canning Town was previously convicted of sex offences. And the Kremlin says there are no grounds to accuse it of poisoning Russian politician Alexei Navalny, a fierce critic of President Putin. Germany said yesterday that tests revealed he was targeted with a nerve agent Novichok. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Alex. A lovely evening, especially for the Manx Grand Prix Beach Cross on Peel Beach, starting in a little over an hour's time. Dry and clear this evening and night, with a moderate to fresh wind coming in from the west to southwest. The overnight minimum temperature 12 degrees on the Isle of Man. Out at sea, Ronald's Way Met Office predicts some strong winds in the North Irish Sea. For Friday, Gehenna dry with sunny spells tomorrow morning, scattered showers in the afternoon and evening. Breezy all day long with a fresh or locally strong southwesterly up to 17 degrees, down to 12 through the night. Into Saturday, Jazan partially cloudy with passing showers on a strong westerly, becoming more frequent Saturday evening and overnight, 17 degrees top temperature. Low water 19 minutes past 7 tonight, sunset 3 minutes past 8. High water overnight 17 minutes past 1. Sunrise tomorrow morning, Friday morning, 28 minutes to 7. And the morning low water at 8 minutes to 8.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. Visit us at Snugborough to see our range of picture frame glass, mirrors and tabletop glass.
The Isle of Man's policy on coronavirus self-isolation when returning to the island is shifting to an optional quarantine reduction from 14 days to 7. It was announced by the Chief Minister at today's one-off media conference, the first since the end of July. The change will come in from next Monday, 7th of September, and it comes with caveats, though, as the Chief Minister explains.
A resident who has returned to the island and entered self-isolation will be able to call the 111 service between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. every day to request a test for COVID-19 to be done on their 7th day of self-isolation. On the 7th day, with a test appointment confirmed, they will then be able to leave their house, where they must travel directly to the testing facility at the grandstand at their allotted time. They will then have a swab taken from their throat and nose before returning straight back home to complete their seventh day of self-isolation. The sample will then be taken to the laboratory at Nobles Hospital and tested for COVID-19. The following day, day 8 of self-isolation, the 111 service will contact the resident to give them their test result. As has always been the case, when a result comes back as positive for COVID-19, that individual must continue to self-isolate for a further 14 days, meaning they cannot leave their home. Where a result comes back as negative for COVID-19, that individual will be allowed to leave their home, but they must adhere to a number of restrictions for a further period of 6 days. These will include no attendance at indoor venues such as restaurants, cafes, pubs, gyms, swimming pools, theatres and cinemas. These restrictions will be set out in a modified direction notice issued by the 111 team on confirmation of a negative test result. I must remind you that returning residents are legally obliged to follow the direction notice. In terms of what will be permitted, people will be able to return to their place of work if their employer is happy for them to do so, so long as they do not have a role that requires them to interact with the public, for example, teachers, retail assistants and receptionists. You will also be able to shop, but only for essential items such as food and medicines.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Good evening, it's 23 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio. Schools are gearing up for the new term. It starts next Wednesday, the 9th. There's been concern across the water about pupils faking COVID-19 symptoms, or even worse, coughing and spitting at others. Well, that may be the UK, but what does our Education Minister, Dr. Alex Allenson, think?
I hope that doesn't happen. I think some people don't realise the seriousness of coronavirus, and the fact that we're living without it on the island probably makes us a bit blasé about the whole thing. What we do have on the Isle of Man is a lot of autonomy given to head teachers. They already have quite strict disciplinary codes. So, for instance, they have had to deal with people spitting at each other. It shouldn't happen, but unfortunately it does. That was before COVID. This now has changed some of those goalposts. So there are...
Well, does it mean that the fact they've got those penalties, does it mean those become more severe now, given the gravity of the situation of spitting at someone?
I think all head teachers, when schools restart on the 9th of September, will be making it quite clear to pupils that we need to take this threat seriously, that we need to have universal precautions in terms of hand washing, in terms of not sneezing or coughing over each other now and going on, if we're going to really tackle what is still an imminent threat to the island. If people take the mickey, if people don't obey the rules, then there are disciplinary measures that can be taken, including suspension, or in really extreme cases, even expulsion if necessary. I hope it doesn't come to that, but certainly I and the department are very happy to support head teachers and their staff in terms of this sort of behaviour. It will not be tolerated in our schools. We need to keep our schools safe for everyone who studies there and works there.
And like everywhere else, schools have got to work out whether people are suffering from a cold or common flu or maybe the symptoms of COVID-19. Yep. Again, that's a difficult one to weigh up, isn't it?
It is, and going into the winter...
Safety first,
going into
it?
The winter, it has to be safety first. The message that will be coming out really quite clear from schools and from department and from government is that if your child is ill, they should not go to school. If your child has got symptoms that might be flu or COVID, please get some medical advice through the 111 line, and if necessary, get them tested. Do not send them to school, both for your child's sake and for your community.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Just Mananan on duty for passengers at the moment. The next departure tomorrow morning, Friday morning, 8:46. Mananan heading for Heysham, arriving there at about 11 o'clock, leaving at 2:15, arriving back on the island Friday afternoon at 4:30. So Mananan daily passenger service to Heysham. The motor vessel Arrow is fulfilling the freight service. The Ben McCree currently in dry dock with a bent propeller.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The Manx government has applied for planning permission to keep the buried silt dredged in 2015 at the Poortown dumping site. John Moss looks back at the troubled waters of Peel Marina.
When Peel Marina was officially opened by the then Chief Minister Tony Brown in 2009, it had a problem lurking beneath its waters. Designed in-house, the facility sat beside the River Neb. Into the Neb flowed silt from the land upstream, which included mine workings on the slopes below South Barul. Those workings included cadmium and arsenic. In retrospect, guiding the river flow past the marina and then out to sea would have solved much of the problem, but the design meant silt collected in the marina and over time began to have a disturbing effect on the berths. Quite a few were getting shallower and shallower. Indeed, the marina's future was threatened. In times past, the silt, cadmium and all might have been taken out and dumped in the bay, but in these more ecologically conscious times, it was feared the effect that might have on the fishery, and from the fishery, human consumption. So an alternative was needed, and that was a lined hole next to Poortown Quarry. This didn't go down very well locally, but anger was placated to an extent by a covenant from the government, which said the silt would be removed after 5 years at the most. A public meeting was held. Some of the opinions, starting with Bernard Moffat, at that time vocal spokesman for the Celtic League on the island.
I'm relatively pleased because Philip Gawn has said that the department will consider a moratorium on the work. Now, whether that means that we won't end up with this tip at Poortown or not is another thing. But I think if he does that, he might restore some of the confidence that his department appears to have lost.
Now, the government, which would have great difficulty finding another place to put this silt, has applied to leave it there at Poortown, covenant or no. Their application says they want to leave it there, but with restoration work to create and maintain conditions for the permanent storage and monitoring of the dredged material, followed by a period of aftercare, during which time the silt store would be monitored, inspected and maintained. The development's end point would occur, they say, when monitoring had demonstrated that the silt store was unlikely to cause pollution of the environment or harm to human health, and therefore the waste disposal licence could be surrendered with the land capable for other purposes. So that's the argument, which is now before the planners.
Manx Radio's business briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
The number of cars built in the UK over the past 6 months is at the lowest since 1954. A total of 381,357 cars were manufactured in the 6 months to June, down 42% on the period last year, said the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders. The SMMT warns that in addition to those already lost, more jobs are at stake with the addition of Brexit tariffs. The SMMT estimates 11,350 jobs have gone in the past 6 months at car makers in the UK and companies which supply them with parts and services. Jaguar, Land Rover, Honda, Nissan and others suspended production earlier this year in response to the lockdown. Unilever's cleaning up cleaning and will spend €1 billion replacing ingredients made from fossil fuels in its laundry and cleaning products by 2030. Chemicals used in products like Persil washing powder account for 46% of their carbon impact. Dropping these ingredients in favour of plant-based alternatives will eliminate 1 million tonnes of fossil fuels a year from Unilever's supply chain. The Anglo-Dutch giant reports unprecedented demand for cleaning products during the COVID-19 pandemic.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
Global equity markets fell as investors paused in the wake of a recent rally to all-time highs. The dollar's rebound extended as investors trimmed bets against the greenback. Oil extended losses as worries about the weaker U.S. gasoline demand and a sluggish economic recovery dented sentiment. Gold dipped, weighed by a stronger dollar. In corporate news, Melrose Industries sitting at the top of the index after saying it planned big job cuts at its GKN aerospace business. Rolls-Royce gained after winning a contract worth millions of euros to provide the neutron flux monitoring system for two nuclear reactors under construction in China. Ocado was on the back foot following teething issues this week after its new joint venture with M&S went live. The numbers now at the close in London. The FTSE 100 was down 1.5% at 5,850. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1.5% at 13,038. In New York City at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down just over 2% at 28,477. The tech stocks index, the Nasdaq, took a battering, down almost 4.3% at 11,538. That's ongoing. The S&P 500 took a hit, down nearly 3% at 3,478. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 32.7 cents and €1 12.2 cents. And in commodities, gold down 0.9% at $1,925 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 2.2% at $43.40.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookle, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookle.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Voters can make their minds up whether the infrastructure minister was right to ignore an offer to pay to run the Snaefell Mountain Railway this summer. The words of Julian Nutter, secretary of the Manx Electric Railway Society, which put forward £9,000 to run the Heritage Railway for its 125th anniversary, wasn't considered a formal proposal by the DOI. Ewan Gorn asked Mr. Nutter if he thought the charity needed to do more.
No, I was well aware that the figure that we offered was enough. Let him set out a business case to say it wasn't. The only way he can do that would be to cite costs which he would have incurred in any event, and that would not be right. Frankly, from the outset, we had little confidence that he would say yes.
This issue seems to be done and dusted.
Well, it is, yeah. But there's the benefit that has come out of this, that the public can see what sort of fellow is their minister and they can make the assessment of him. I don't suggest one way or another. They can make their own minds up. They've seen him in action or inaction.
Do you think it's appropriate for government to accept money in that way?
Well, yes, of course it is. We ought to remind ourselves that these are desperate times and that the government is spending public money, and anything which saves the expenditure of public money, particularly on something such as the railways, in circumstances in which the spending of the money we would have contributed would have ensured that people would be attracted to the railways in the future. You see, even the celebration of the 125th anniversary in the island with the present arrangements prohibiting people coming from across, even with that, it could have been seen on the internet by a huge number of people worldwide, and that would have been free publicity, which the minister decided to decline. It was a gift horse, and he looked it in the mouth.
Manx Radio Sport.
12 minutes to 6. Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, a Manx runner, will be rubbing shoulders with some of the world's greatest athletes after being just one of 40 people selected to compete in the 2020 London Marathon. Ollie Lockley made the cut with only one previous marathon under his belt. Due to COVID-19, only elite athletes are allowed to participate this year and will race on a 2.2-kilometre biosecure loop on the 4th of October. Lockley says he needs to look past the stars in the field and just run his own race.
It's amazing. Like, you've got two guys that are the fastest ever over the distance competing against each other, and it's an honour to be in their company. But at the same time, you know, it's very much an event that you've got to just run your own race, and you know, you can't worry too much about what other people are doing. Otherwise, you know, if I get sucked in to a pace that's, you know,
too quick,
then yeah, I'm done. So I just need to run my own race and be sensible.
Two local rugby players have cycled to Guernsey to raise funds for their team after COVID-19 left them unable to compete this season. Lauren Ellison and Julia Harrison play for Isle of Man Women's Vagabonds team, the only women's rugby team on the island. Together, they rowed the equivalent 341 miles to the Channel Island around the outer NSC track over 4 days, raising more than £1,500 in the process. The money is being split evenly between the club to help develop young female players and also between rugby's chosen charity Wooden Spoon, which supports children and young people with disabilities or those who are living in disadvantage. And from further afield, new ECB chairman Ian Watmore believes English cricket has lost touch with the black community. The governing body announced a series of initiatives to increase diversity in July, following on from the Black Lives Matter protests. Watmore has told Sky Sports News that he's determined to improve relations.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Two arrivals, two departures, the 4:30 to London City went 6 minutes late and the 10 to 5 to Liverpool went spot on time. Back in tonight, the 6:40 inbound from Liverpool and 8 o'clock from London City. On the road, Kinnish Terrace in Ballasalas closed between Clackvane East and Plot 33, the highway resurfacing. Peveril Square in Douglas between the Sea Terminal and the Lloyds Bank Building. Temporary narrow lanes for building works there. North Quay in Douglas closed to motor vehicles. Still 11 o'clock tonight for that pedestrianisation. And Broadway, of course, is closed until the 20th of October, heading on to Douglas Promenade, which it's all changed next Tuesday on the Promenade. All the information at mypromenade.im and also at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions. 670-145.
The leader of Lib Van says Michael Josom's campaign in the Douglas South by-election was quite an achievement considering he was relatively unknown in Manx politics. Michael Josom came within just 6 votes of gaining a seat in Keys, narrowly losing out to Paul Quine. The Lib Van leader and party's only MHK, Laurie Hooper, gave his reflection on Josom's performance.
He essentially came from almost nowhere. You know, he's relatively unknown in Manx politics to come within 6 votes of gaining a seat in his first attempt at an election was quite an achievement, I think, actually. I think it showed that his message did resonate quite well, I think, with the people of Douglas South. I think he ran a very good campaign. So, yeah, I think Michael did exceptionally well. I think the result shows that there's definitely a feeling down in Douglas South, at least, that there is some benefit in party politics in being a member or being a supporter of a party and actually having that unified voice, really, within the House of Keys.
Well, in Michael's campaign, what were the Lib Van policies? I mean, how did Lib Van shine through in his campaign?
What we're trying to do as a party, rather than approach the elections from a kind of UK-style three-line whip party process, because we find actually that doesn't seem to resonate with people on the Isle of Man. People seem to like, and understandably so, they're kind of independent, individually minded candidates, and there's a lot of good reasons for that. So the way the party approached the Douglas South by-election and hopefully is going to be approaching future elections is by building on what we did the last time around and building on the work that me and Kate have been doing over the last few years, is to say actually we're a party of principle. So we collectively agree on a set of principles, and actually that's what we stand on.
So what are the principles?
So one of the principles that shone through very strongly, I think, in Michael's campaign was about the universal access to healthcare on the Isle of Man. So one of the things that he was very keen on is to make sure that our NHS remains free at the point of use, remains universally accessible, it's not means tested, essentially. That is a party principle, that actually our NHS should always be accessible to people, irrespective of your means. And so when it comes down to specific policies, how you might go about delivering that, well, that's up to the individual candidates to decide for themselves.
Does that not create an element of confusion about what Lib Van stands for? Because most people are for the principles like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the other principle that maybe doesn't come through quite as strongly from perhaps other parties, that again Michael made a very big centre point of his campaign, was about the openness and transparency of government. So one of the centre points, I think, of Lib Van as a party is to say that whoever is in government needs to be open and transparent and needs to govern in an honest way and be accountable for their decisions, be responsible for their decisions.
First impressions count, don't they? So how do our ports, our airport, our seaport look to visitors on the Isle of Man? It's a question that the MHK Rob Callister looked at earlier this week with his new responsibility at infrastructure. His conclusions?
We had a look around, and if you take the RC terminal, we're going to have a brand new ferry terminal Liverpool. We're going to have some brand new ships, but the sea terminal itself looks very tired. So it's about how can we make that more welcoming? What information can we put on display to make sure that if somebody gets off the boat in Douglas, that they have all the information? They know where the taxis are. They know where the buses are. They know where they can get where the hotels are, where information is. So all of that, just a general look around and having a look at things that we can improve before 2021. Same for the airport. It was great to go down there and to actually look not just inside the building, but also I went out onto the apron, went and had a look at the facilities around the whole airport, and actually again seeing what we can do to just tidy it up and just to see if we can actually make sure that this Isle of Man, the Isle of Man, is a welcoming place from 2021.
Can I ask you about the airport? Because it's virtually a one-way system at the moment, with arrivals coming out from one entrance and departures going in another entrance. Is that here to stay?
Well, I think from the discussions we had on Monday, it's staying there for the time being. And if the Isle of Man did unfortunately step back a step, they're already prepared for it. So I think that's a very good, sensible move at the moment, just to be cautious. So if the Isle of Man did have another wave of cases, the airport's ready for it. So again, hopefully if we can reduce, you know, get these border open a little bit more, maybe down to the next level, which is level 3, and then explore to see what we need to do. But going into 2021, we really need the borders open, we need the hotels ready, we need to make sure that we recover the skills that may have been lost, because we do rely on people from the UK and in Europe to come and work in our hotels, work within our hospitality sector. If there is skills shortage, we need to recover that and make sure they're ready for March next year.
That's it for Update. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Alex Watton and producer Ewan Gorn. I'm Andy Wint. Update is back Friday evening at 5:30. Next, Bobby Bob John Billy with Shaq Lair and Chris Kinley in Greatest Hits. It's a lovely evening. Make the most of it.
WINT.